5. Heart technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Freedom Network, and hopefully we're just a moment or two, we're going to have Joel Skousen with us, and we're going to be talking about his research, which suggests that they're planning on another war in the Middle East. And of course, all of the wars are planned. This is what you must understand. There was no reason for World War One. World War One was fought, well, for far different reasons than the men who went there to suffer and bleed and die were ever told. Had nothing to do with the atrocities committed by the Germans. They were all contrived. It was really fought to bring about this world government. And really one of the best books we have on the subject was written by a man who was right at the very middle of the negotiations. The book, Confessions of a Reformer by Frederick Howe. And Frederick Howe had come to the conclusion the war was fought for money, for trade, for... He originally was an idealist and thought that the war was fought for altruistic purposes, only to be totally disillusioned and realizing, of course, it was not fought for altruistic purposes.
And then I'm on the air, Dr. Stan.
Oh, we've got Joel there. Well, fine. So we're talking about past wars, but let's get up to the present situation, because I know you've been doing a lot of very interesting research and getting information about what's going on in the Middle East. So you pick up the story.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. It's good to be with you again. I will try to piece together what is increasingly a complex story in the Middle East. As typical with the justifications for going to war, there are always reasonable-sounding excuses. The powers that be, of course, often engender conflict and create that conflict in order to provide reason to take before the American people to go to war, just as they did in Pearl Harbor. We know from Robert Stinnett's book, Day of Deceit, that the Roosevelt administration had a 6-point plan to antagonize Japan, to cause her to attack the United States, and one of the primary instigations of that 6-point plan was the cutting off of oil supplies to Japan. Now, here you have an industrialized nation which is completely dependent on external oil supplies, and you induce the British to cut off those supplies to the Japanese. And the Japanese, must salvage their nation, and so they're forced to take aggressive military action. Now, in saying all that, I'm not saying that they were not an aggressive, tyrannical monarchy in that case, which they were. But there were conspiratorial forces inducing them to, in fact, strike out militarily in order to solve their dilemma, in fact, forcing them into a military posture of aggressiveness because of our equally aggressive economic strangulation policy. And there were several other things in order to sabotage the diplomacy. Even at the end of the war, we find that in the months leading up to the nuclear attacks on Japan, that in fact Japan had made very, very strong overtures of surrender to the United States, and they refused in order to be able to push where they wanted to basically experiment and see if their bomb worked. And they killed millions of people over a desire to use this nuclear weapon and set the course, the world on a nuclear course. We look at the instigation that has occurred since the World War II, or even going back to World War I, as you mentioned. That war was not the war that was designed to create peace. In fact, if you look at the Treaty of Versailles, in fact, instigated a series of reprisals on Germany that only guaranteed that Germans would eventually have to break out from under the burdens of those economic constrictions as well as monetary constrictions. We had New World Order people from New York banks actually inducing the Weimar Republic to inflate their currency, and this is what destroyed the free market there and induced a wave of socialism, creating not only the rise of Nazism but communism as well in Europe and in Germany especially. And then that was leapfrogged into World War II, which was supposed to be the war to end all wars, which, as you know, was instigated on all sides. One of the most horrid things that occurred during the war, not just the Nagasaki and Hiroshima attacks with nuclear weapons, but even the firebombing of German cities with conventional weapons. And, of course, we're all taught in history that the Germans brought this upon themselves by firebombing or by, you know, using conventional bombs on London. But what is little known in American history is that Hitler refused for months to bomb London, even though his generals wanted to invade England. It wasn't until Churchill and his conspiring advisors decided that they would induce Hitler into retaliating against London by firebombing German cities in the Ruhr, the industrial district, and they firebombed several cities there and killed a lot of civilians, and it was only after that that Hitler finally gave the order that, all right, let's go after London. And so we find at the, years later, when history finally unravels itself, and this history is still suppressed, David Irving, the primary historian, who is a brilliant historian, has been charged with anti-Semitic remarks and is in jail in Europe. Just been a witch hunt, basically, to shut him down because he alone exposed the fact that Churchill was no hero and was, in fact, involved with Roosevelt in creating the atmosphere for war. So this is not a unique circumstance. What I am warning about in my World Affairs brief with the instigation of wars. It started with the warmongering during the Clinton administration and the Bush administration in the Bosnia, Slavic states in Eastern Europe. The Kosovo War was a prime case of something where they went after civilian infrastructure to antagonize the Slavs. It had nothing to do with winning the so-called independence of Kosovo. In fact, it was the CIA who trained and drove the Albanian militants, who were essentially communists, into Kosovo, and they, the Albanians, at gunpoint, drove out the Muslim minority there. They were the ones who caused all of the hundreds of thousands of people to flee Kosovo, and they blamed it on the Serbs. And now, naturally, the Serbs were involved in some military action with the Kosovar Albanians. But once again, this was provocation on the part of Albanians and responding to it.
We'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen pointing out that nothing you're being told is really the truth. We'll be right back.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Qualified individuals suffering from chronic back pain, sciatica, pre- or post-surgery problems, herniated, bulging, or degenerative discs can receive a $235 advanced diagnostic evaluation by Johnston Chiropractic. Call now to schedule your appointment and find out if the revolutionary DRX-9000 is the surgery-free solution to your back pain. Call today for this limited offer, 303-772-5042, 303-772-5042. Johnston Chiropractic, the finest quality care for your well-being.
Why is Limumui in Fukuoka renowned for health-giving powers on the Tongan Island? Limumui, a delicious bioavailable drink packed with Fukuoka, not found in any land-based plant, vegetable, or grain. Over 700 scientific studies prove Fukuoka a safe nutritional food, enhancing immunity, cellular health, and fighting a multitude of immune problems. Limumui, the Tongan secret to health. Call TNT now, 720-299-7525 or 720-299-7520.
You know, every time you fill up at the gas pump, you get a little poorer, and the leaders of OPEC get richer. And this growing dependence on oil from the Middle East and other dangerous places is a serious threat to our national security. But America can do something about that by requiring a major increase in the gas mileage of new cars and trucks, getting our vehicles to a combined average of 35 miles per gallon by 2020. That'd save twice as much oil per day as we import now from Iraq. So it's time to stand up to the auto companies, who again are trying to slow down and weaken any new fuel efficiency requirements. Let's get this country to a very achievable 35 miles per gallon by 2020. OPEC won't like it, but America will be safer, and we'll all save money at the pump. Voice your support at pewfuelefficiency.org. Paid for by the Pew Charitable Trusts.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and Joel was simply talking about the situation as it's unfolding in Sydney in the Balkans today, and one of my fears is that they're preparing for another war in that area as well as, of course, the coming war, in my estimation, in the Middle East. But you go ahead and pick up the story there, Joel.
Well, Dr. Stan, what's happening in the Balkans, of course, is that we see a pattern developing here, which has been developing for some time, and that is a pattern of international occupation of countries. We have an international occupation of Kosovo and a de facto occupation of Serbia because of its relationship with Kosovo and having to bow to the international community in order to protect what is now a Serbian minority there, because the Serbs have been driven out by persecution, which the international so-called peacekeepers have allowed to go on for years, and so we have a very small Serbian population there. But they still have rights, and those rights are not being protected equally. So we have kind of reverse discrimination going on here, and this is to continue to breed the grounds for or a reason for continued occupation. You notice there's a lot of talk in the news about independence for Kosovo. It's only a charade that there is the appearance of independence. It is really what is called supervised independence, and that is that they're never actually free and independent any more than Iraq is free and sovereign. So as we turn, but my point that I wanted to make here is I think the reason, underlying globalist reason, and I think our main enemy is this Anglo-American establishment, which not only for money and control, but there's also a very larger international agenda to destroy once and for all national sovereignty on a wide spectrum across the world, and replace it with global controls under a Anglo-American dictated and controlled UN. Now, there are two competing powers competing for control of the UN, and there is also the communist forces, which still exist today. The fall of communism was a very carefully crafted deception, which I have pointed out in my piece, Strategic Threats, on my website, worldaffairsbrief.com. A very interesting read on the evidence that the communists never did really relinquish control. They have an agenda, they just went underground, basically. And they have an agenda to control Europe and the UN through, they've used the Socialist International for many years. That's a front organization for Moscow-controlled communism in Europe and fronting of socialism, as they often do. And for many, many years, during the 60s and 70s and 80s, most of the major politicians in Europe belonged to the Socialist International. Since then, the Anglo-American establishment has used money and funding and various other machinations to gain a large foot into the European community with the rise of globalists. And so, as in many countries, you have the left has gone down in political popularity, and you've had the rise of globalists rising in Germany and France. We have Sarkozy right now in France, who is a real globalist, and he's taken over from Tony Blair, who in essence lost to the another portion of the Labour Party, who is only appearing to be Gordon Brown is appearing to be against this globalist agenda, but he really is not. Like our own Democrats, it's more verbal rhetoric against the globalism than it is actual attacking and stopping this, which they have the power to do. Sarkozy has taken up with Tony Blair, was the cheerleader for Bush before, and now he's touting this wonderful relationship with the United States to keep France in the globalist community. It's a complex thing because you have people fronting for the free market. They put up a facade that they're Christian, that they're conservative. These are not conservatives. These are leftists of the Fabian variety coming out of England who believe in manipulating and using free markets in order to justify or get people to go along with other agendas of international character that they would not normally do. And so, as in the case of people, you know, are resistant to losing their personal sovereignty, and that's why they use war and conflict over the years to induce people to give up certain fundamental rights and to give government more power. Wars and conflicts always induce people to give governments more powers to prosecute those wars in the name of defense of people. And so we have, returning to the Balkans, we have them instigating conflict and antagonism and exacerbating that conflict and antagonism. You know, the people themselves are somewhat responsible for that antagonism because when you take a socialist system and you have different ethnic groups battling for control over how to divvy up that socialist pie, you create an atmosphere of inherent conflict within the economy and the political realm. And, you know, the United States knows how to avoid that conflict by coming in and having a true constitutional republic system whereby no minority has the power to take the funds of the other minority. You simply, nobody has the power to take government funds, and you reduce that level of conflict. Laws then become non-discriminatory, and Bosnians and Serbs and Kosovarians all have equal rights before the law, and you eliminate conflict. But the United States does not do that when they go in to revise the nation. You can have any constitution they want as long as it's socialist. They continue to promote this socialism because they know that conflict eventually requires international intervention. And once international intervention comes, they never leave. Just as in Kosovo, it's supervised independence. Just like in Iraq now, it's supervised independence. But in my general theory, as you know, Dr. Stan, I think the real reason for being in Kosovo and antagonizing there is to antagonize the Slavs. The Slavic people learned to hate America during the Serbian-Kosovo War. That's when American unpopularity in Russia reached a high point. It was assisted by the sabotage of the free market reforms in Russia, causing the majority of people to long for the good old days of the Soviet Union. And we're seeing Soviet resurgence right now under the guise of Putin, who, of course, is using the false enemy, that is, of the Russian oligarchs and the Russian mafia as the exemplars of the free market and how evil they are, to push for greater socialization and control of the phony type of democracy that they have in Russia. And this is all aided and abetted by the American media, who could have seen the anomalies that I point out in my World Affairs brief, but have chosen not to. And now we're on a rampage in the Middle East, getting back to the topic at hand, where we find that the United States globalists, who are really running the Bush administration, are in fact antagonizing the Muslim base of the real axis of evil, that is Russia and China. In other words, you're having two major blocks of people in the world, the Slavs and the Muslims, who are now learning to hate the United States, to view the United States as the bully of the world. And I think what we're being set up for is the atmosphere for a major retaliation against the United States as that bully. And the world, at least the Muslim and Slavic half of the world, as well as the Chinese world, will eventually view the United States as the enemy and will cheer when Russia and China join together in their forces and decide to take out the bully of the world. That's where I think we're heading. And with that general overview of my general theory, I think we can start to piece together what's going on in the news relative to Pakistan. In Israel, you know, getting a little more specific, we have the excuse of democracy, of democratizing the Middle East, and so we also have the excuse of fighting terror. So there is a defensive excuse, a rationale for being in the Middle East, as well as a democratizing excuse. Both of these are fraudulent. The terror excuse is extremely fraudulent. Terrorism has been a controlled entity, controlled by governments who fund them, who give them the explosives. Now, that isn't to say that the terrorists themselves know that. They legitimately hate the United States, and they've been taught that, they've been indoctrinated that, and they're building more. So the actual people who do the terrorism don't understand what I'm saying. It's at the leadership level where they have contact, being controlled by the Pakistani ISI, their own version of the CIA, or the CIA through working through the Israeli Mossad, or you have secret other links between terrorist organizations and what I call black operations within government that in fact secretly fund these and provide the weapons and ammunition for these terrorist groups. And so you have the direction at the top of the terrorist groups who are actually fronting for Anglo-American or globalist governments, because it's through that terrorism that they can say America is at risk, therefore we have to keep this militarization of the world, and we have to continue to give up our own civil liberties. And this involves even doing terrorist acts against the United States, such as 9/11. And I'm on that side of the fence where I believe the evidence is powerful that our own government was deeply involved in the planning and the execution of the 9/11 attacks, as well as the Oklahoma City bombing and the assassination of major political figures within our government, all for various reasons leading to the manipulation of the political establishment and the undermining of the basic conservative values of Americans, ironically done in the name of a Christian conservative, George Bush. And our own Christian people don't have, it seems, the wherewithal or the inspiration to be able to detect this ultimate kind of deception. So here we are here, headlong into a war, a never-ending war with terrorism, and it will never end. There's no way it can ever end. They don't want it to end, and they continue to sabotage the prosecution of the war by arming terrorists. As I've covered in my World Affairs brief here, they're doing it again to the Fatah faction of the terrorists in the Middle East. They are training them in special terrorist training camps, or what they call anti-terrorist training camps, which teach the same thing within the Middle East. Now, these are people in Fatah that have the track record of killing Americans and killing Israelis. And, in fact, Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas has been part of that terrorist organization for many years, and we're giving him the honors of a non-terrorist. In Iraq, of course, we have been sabotaging not only the reconstruction, but also the war against terrorism. And you know, more than anything, that explains why we have turned off the spigot right now, because in many regards, we've controlled the antagonization of the various factions in Iraq. And now we're buying them off, basically telling them to shut down their things so that we can show success in the surge. One of the reasons why it's been necessary to both sabotage the success of that and to show some success is they have to play the public along. The public gets tired of losing and losing. And our troops get more and more discouraged. They start to support Ron Paul rather than the establishment. And so you have to start to show some success now so that they can beat the drums that we're doing the right thing. But in fact, much of that success has been necessary to show because they haven't been able to engender the next stage yet, which is the war in Iran. In other words, they need another war in order to get Americans back in this patriotic fervor. And it appears very strong, as you've had on recent interviews, that because they haven't been able to provoke Iran into attacking United States troops, or they really haven't been able to justify this phony evidence they've had of the U.S., of the Iranians funding the explosive devices. This is a charge that they've been made, but in fact much of this material comes from the U.S. and its supplying of guerrillas against Iran, and that gets back into other forms of guerrillas and gets circulated around within the Middle East. But my point is that it appears as if they're going to get Israel to do a preemptive strike on Iran. Iran will then retaliate not only against Israel but against American troops in Iraq. And that then will allow the administration to get on their warmongering bandwagon again and get Americans riled up about attacking Iran, which we will do so.
And, Chris, this would, you know, in my way of thinking, it will antagonize the entire Muslim world against us. And, of course, the implications of a war with Iran, cutting off the oil of the Straits of Hormuz, its impact on Europe. I mean, what will happen to the people in Europe as we go into winter and suddenly their oil supply? Now, our oil doesn't come from that area of the world predominantly. We get most of our oil here on the Western Hemisphere in Nigeria. But, I mean, this will have a tremendous impact on Europe. We'll be back in just a moment to continue this discussion.
Discover Magneticare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting Magneticare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Network, I guess, this morning, Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. And before we go on, Joel, I'd like you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, how they can get a copy of World Affairs Brief, and then we'll get back to the story of the unfolding tragedy that is coming in the Middle East. Go ahead.
Well, the World Affairs Brief is my weekly news analysis service. It's by subscription. A very modest subscription for a weekly news update, and really isn't a news update. I do a commentary on all the major stories, trying to implement or tell you what they aren't telling you in the news. That's how news is manipulated by, generally by outright falsifications that would embarrass them, by carefully crafted omissions that would change your opinion of the news if you knew the full story. And this is something that you concentrate on in your work as well as I do in mine. And people can get a sample of my World Affairs Brief, if they email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com, I'll be happy to send them a sample. If they'd like to see an example of my work, they can also go online, and it tells them how to do that on the website, worldaffairsbrief.com.
All right, fine. And let me recommend it to the listeners. I think very, very insightful information. But before we went on the air yesterday, we were talking about that, and there seems to be a lot of things going on over in the Middle East that the public is not being told about, which suggests that we're making preparations for a war with Iran. Of course, right now the Bush administration can't sell that to the American people. They've, you know, most people are against the war that we got in Iraq. They want to get our troops out of there. But of course, the people who control the Bush administration do have a different agenda. And so, certainly since they haven't been able to get the Iranians to do anything that would justify an attack, what's this about? Using Israel as a surrogate?
Well, you know, Israel claims to have a higher degree of threat from Iran, and it is partially true. Iran really is no threat to the United States, except that we've interjected ourselves into their region, and we threaten them, and therefore we put our troops at risk. But in terms of the mainland, our actually home defense is not threatened by Iranian. They don't have missiles that can reach here. They could possibly reach Europe, and of course they've got that technology through China and Russia, our supposed allies in the war on terror, which you know, belies that. We certainly, they aren't our allies. They're only feigning being allies. But Israel is within the missile range of a wide variety of Iranian missiles, and they claim that just as they did a preemptive attack on the Iraqi nuclear power plant, that they have to, a nuclear weapons program, they have to do one on Iran. In fact, they are prepared for such an attack. They're only waiting for the go-ahead from the United States. And it is Israel. Israel is more than willing to take the blame for this attack because they know that the U.S. wants this attack and will piggyback on top of it. So we have had much information coming out of the military, which is disgusted with and very much aware of what this administration is doing. While they talk peace, they talk diplomacy, all of the military people who are in the supply chain know that we've been building for a war and have stockpiled all of these weapons in Diego Garcia within our aircraft carriers. They're loaded to the gills and prepared for war. All of them know that the attack plans are there. The officers know that. They prepare. They've trained for the attack. They're just waiting for the orders to go.
Well, I have a lot of our military, though, very upset about this, that they really don't want to do it, or are they gung-ho, just go ahead and fight just so long as you're fighting?
There are a lot of those gung-ho type of people. They've trained for this. They're anxious to go in there. And, you know, part of that gung-ho in the military is misplaced because we've never attacked an enemy that could really fight back against our high-tech weapons. We're going to have a very, very unpleasant surprise when we go up against Russia and China someday and find out how much of our technology we have allowed purposely to get over there. May have some very, very capable fighters that are every bit as capable as what we've got. If you've seen any of the demonstrations of the post-Soviet type fighters, the Su-30 and 33, they can match our F-22 and even do some things they can't. What they're always behind a little bit is in the electronics technology, but that's also the weak point of our military as well. Those are very much capable of going down and not being accessible when we need them. We have a very shallow degree of military weaponry. It's very high-tech, but it doesn't have a lot of depth because of the expense and the ability to produce this stuff. We don't have a lot of depth. And so a protracted war with a very vigorous enemy such as Russia or China, we could easily run out of things. But that's not the case now. We've got this American bravado feeling. There is a minority of military people who are against these things, who understand the globalist threat, who understand that something's not right between what Rumsfeld lied to them all the time. There are people in the military who have known that they got the orders from above to torture prisoners. It happened all during the Iraq War. They were told to strip them naked and embarrass them and parade them around and, you know, do things that would antagonize the local villages and things. And so this is not a secret with some military people, but they are the minority. Just as there are good and bad people within the military, there are people who understand and there are people who don't understand, who are gung-ho and super patriotic, but in a nationalistic way without really thinking that our own government really has an ulterior set of agendas. But as you and I know, there are lots of military people who read my material, they read your material and others, and understand that Ron Paul really has the right answer, and that there is a difference, as he said, on this very skewed debate in Florida, that there's a difference between his being an isolationist, which he is not, and an anti-interventionist, which he is. Isolation means you withdraw and you don't have any commerce with the world, and he's very much for commerce with the world and free markets. He just doesn't want to intervene militarily, and understands so well that it's not our freedoms that the Muslims hate. It's our constant intervention through black operations and through supporting tyrannical government in the Middle East, as we do the Saudis, that they are actually denied democracy and liberties which they would like to have. And it's the United States that continues to intervene that creates this hostility towards America. It's not the ugly American. It's the ugly American government that is the problem.
No question at all. And, of course, the question is, you mentioned now that these supplies are there. It's just really almost as if it's a matter of time before Israel attacks or something happens to justify a war with Iran. But what do you think this will just be? They talk about a 3 or 4 day war, and then we'll all just pack up and go home and everybody will be happy? Or do you think the Iranians, of course, will counterattack with some justification and perhaps wreak havoc on our troops there in Iraq? Or what about our fleet there? My understanding is they pulled it out of the Persian Gulf, but still, wouldn't the Iranians have, with their submarines and their small surface ships, have the ability to retaliate and do some harm to America? And then, of course, what would we do if we lost one of our carriers? We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up this program with Joel Skousen.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available. More than 31 million Americans have some type of hearing problem. Only 1 in 5 will seek help. Do you frequently misunderstand conversations? Do you often ask people to repeat what they're saying? Do your ears ring? If you're the one who's always turning up the volume on the TV or the radio, maybe it's time to get a hearing evaluation by a professional, certified, caring audiologist. Call Michelle at the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. That's the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688.
Qualified individuals suffering from chronic back pain, sciatica, pre- or post-surgery problems, herniated, bulging, or degenerative discs can receive a $235 advanced diagnostic evaluation by Johnston Chiropractic. Call now to schedule your appointment and find out if the revolutionary DRX-9000 is the surgery-free solution to your back pain. Call today for this limited offer, 303-772-5042, 303-772-5042. Johnston Chiropractic, the finest quality care for your well-being.
Why is Lee Mumui and Phu Khoitan renowned for health-giving powers on the Tongan Island? Lee Mumui, a delicious bioavailable drink packed with Phu Khoitan, not found in any land-based plant, vegetable, or grain. Over 700 scientific studies prove Phu Khoitan a safe nutritional food, enhancing immunity, cellular health, and fighting a multitude of immune problems. Lee Mumui,
the Tongan secret to health. Call TNT now, 720-299-7525 or 720-299-7520.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, and because we were talking about what would be the implications of war with Iran. What would happen to America financially? Our dollar, our currency is already under attack. Can we afford to keep fighting wars indefinitely? Well, anyway, what are your thoughts, Joel?
Well, the way I think this is going to play out is that short of any direct provocation that the U.S. can engender with Iran, which looks like an increasingly diminished possibility, Israel will take its first strike. Iran will retaliate, but before that retaliation can get very far, the U.S. will launch a massive series of airstrikes aimed not only at the military infrastructure to try to take out as many of their missile sites as well as their missile bases, their communications. And Iran is a large country. Iran has a lot of military there. It's not going to be easy to do that, even with all of the U.S. firepower that they can bring to bear. But I think we're going to see some massive use of weapons from B-1 bombers, from may even use some missiles with conventional warheads or even small nuclear weapons. This will be a blitz militarily in the air that we have never seen the likes of before. We'll make what happened in Baghdad City at the beginning of the Gulf War look very, very mild by comparison. I think they're going to basically try to take out everything that Iran has and use Iran's attempt to defend itself against the Israeli strike as an excuse to literally obliterate the Iranian military. Now, yes, Iran has some sea-skimming missiles, which are a threat, but they've got to get them out there, and that's why putting the fleet at a further distance from Iran is an indication that this strike is imminent, because they're distancing them to make it more difficult for those air-launched sea-skimming missiles to get close enough to do their work. They are fast. They're supersonic once they get into range, and it's very difficult to divert them. But if they can stop the aircraft that are flying out toward the fleet to launch those, they can kill them. The submarines as well, we have ringed our aircraft fleet with anti-submarine warfare equipment as well as our own submarines, and it would be very difficult for the diesel submarines that Iran has to penetrate that ring around our vessels. We might take some damage. And certainly we're going to take some damage to our troops in Iraq, and it's also telling that the U.S. has shipped in over 800 Patriot missiles into the Iraq theater. Obviously, that isn't in anticipation of threats from the Iraq insurgency. That has been all along in anticipation of an Iran retaliation when we start this war through Israel. Now, in terms of repercussions, ultimately this will be very expensive. It's not intended to be an occupation of Iran. It's intended to bring Iran to its knees, and I believe that you'll see the U.S., as they did in Serbia, will go through and destroy a lot of infrastructure in Iran. This will bring the nation to its knees, cause a great deal of social upheaval, and cause the existing government to be very unpopular. They want that to be overthrown. There is a great deal of pro-secular people within Iran who would like to get their country back. We just may see a tremendous unrest there. And, of course, the oil industry will be sabotaged during this war as well. This will cause the rise of oil prices once again within the West, both in Europe and the United States. I expect to see gasoline go well above $4, even up to $5 a gallon if we attack Iran and destroy their oil supply line. Eventually, of course, the United States would like to then dictate terms and get Iran to become part of its globalist agenda there in the Middle East, controlling oil, which will have a major purpose for the U.S. During this next Third World War, which I'm predicting. Russia has this tremendous basket of oil, of which is causing them to, which is essentially funding their military buildup again, which is ongoing as we speak. The U.S. has been husbanding or saving their own domestic oil supply here in the United States off the coast of California and in the Arctic through funding of radical environmentalists who will supposedly give the U.S. an excuse not to pump that oil. So we've been dependent on foreign oil for a very real purpose, that is to save our own supplies for this next upcoming war, which the globalists in our own government have been preparing for. They're building massive shelters all across the country, new shelters, state-of-the-art type shelters in the Washington, D.C. area, because they know the attack's coming. Funny thing, no, they're not warning the American people to have any type of sheltering. They want the American people at risk for this next war so that they will be forced into taking our leaders' advice to allow the United Nations to win this war for us. But this Iranian attack, in my opinion, will not lead to this Third World War. This is merely to increase the antagonization against the United States. But it will, I believe, even though Iran will be subdued probably within a couple of weeks of constant military attacks, which would be very expensive, really budget-busting attacks, Syria will take on Israel, I believe, and Israel will be involved with Lebanon in a much larger war than she's had. And I think they intend to take Syria down as well through Israel. So we're going to see major hegemony of the Anglo-American globalists with Israel as an ally, taking down both Iran and Syria, and you'll see, and Lebanon, and you'll see a whole different Middle East that'll be basically controlled by the West, and this will create permanent hatred among the Arabs, will not lead to peace. And then in some future stage, something that has to be at least past the middle of the next decade when China's finally ready to join in this juggernaut against the West, you'll see another provocation, and I suspect it will come from North Korea or China attacking Taiwan, that will lead to the actual Third World War. There may be a simultaneous reemergence of attacks in the Middle East, but I think Israel and the United States together in the Middle East during this latest iteration of war will have an excuse to take out the voluminous missile batteries that are poised at Israel in Syria. And, of course, there's a lot of missile batteries in Egypt, too. And if Egypt can be drawn into this war against Israel, they'll take down Egypt as well. So this could be a major Middle East war coming up, starting with the move against Iran.
Thank you very much for your summary. We'll be talking to you next week.
Okay, thank you.
Joel Skousen, World Affairs Brief. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up this morning's program.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship.
Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, and back here at the American Freedom Network, I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Joel Skousen. I think Joel has a great deal of wisdom. What was so interesting is that much of what Joel was saying this morning corresponded with what we heard from Avi Lipkin yesterday. And Avi, as you know, his wife works for Israeli intelligence, and Avi has a great deal of very good information. And both people believe that there will be a preemptive strike of Israel on Iran. Well, we'll just have to wait and see. First of all, we want to convince you that most of what you think you know just isn't true. The United States has been financing communism since its inception. You have to have an enemy. If you have not yet read my pamphlet, it's called The Communist Capitalist Alliance. Praise is taken from Solzhenitsyn. It's a compilation of four newsletters or five newsletters. Very important. Russia is the largest producer of oil in the world today. How did she get to be that way? Why, your tax dollars, ladies and gentlemen. Your tax dollars did it. You need to read that. Now, you can read it on the Internet under my letters at RadioLiberty.com. But the pamphlet is important, and getting these pamphlets in large number and circulate them are important. The Capitalist Communist Alliance, we've been financing communism since its inception. We financed it during the Vietnam War to keep Vietnam going, and we're financing this war that's going on over in Iraq today by backing Russia, by backing Saudi Arabia, that's financing Al-Qaeda. I mean, most of the people in Al-Qaeda come from Saudi Arabia. But what they claim one of these days they're going to do something about it. Ladies and gentlemen, if you go into the background, we have two wonderful books. One is called The Devil's Game, and the other is called See No Evil. Excellent books, but The Devil's Game goes into how the CIA financed Al-Qaeda. They financed the Taliban. Understand, we've created this enemy. They want the wars, but we can't let the American people understand our boys are being sent overseas to fight and bleed and suffer and die in a war we never intend to win. We always intend to keep our troops there. In fact, within the last week, the president has worked out an agreement by which we can keep our troops in Iraq indefinitely, just as we're keeping our troops in Germany and in Japan and in Korea indefinitely. Understand, nothing as it appears to be. You need, of course, to get my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my talk on the forbidden secret. What is the secret that's been passed down for thousands of years by the secret societies? And then, of course, the four-tape or four-CD set, The Secret Behind the Secret. And right now we're featuring Alex Jones' excellent DVD, Endgame, because it goes into the background of the Bilderbergers. It goes into the background of the move for population control. And it's a very well-done DVD. That's Endgame by Alex Jones. You want to get the book we carry on the Bilderbergers. You want to get the book Satanic Crimes and the four-tape set that goes with that, a four-CD set about the satanic crimes of the Bilderbergers and their sexual aberrations, and how this is known throughout the rest of the world, and the information is totally suppressed in America. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, our website, RadioLiberty.com, where you can see our videos, listen to our programs, read our newsletters. Please help Radio Liberty. We need your help to maintain our network of about 60 outlets every week. Help us get other people listening. And if you have any ideas, don't hesitate to call me. We're always looking for help. So until Monday at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Talk to the American Freedom Network? Contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com.